From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Visa, offering the Visa Signature Card, featuring concierge services for travel, dining, and entertainment at visasignature.com.
Fermenting the potential for destruction on this moment of Indiana history. At one time, a site in Vigo County played a key role in the history of weapons of mass destruction. In the early 1940s, fears that Germany and Japan were producing biological weapons fueled British and American germ warfare programs. In 1944, the Vigo Ordnance Plant was outfitted with the technology to fill a British order for 500,000 anthrax bombs, exceeding the production capacities of the military's main facility in Maryland. The plant near Terre Haute was designed to ferment anthrax and botulinum microbes and fill bombs, but never got beyond safety tests by the war's end in 1945. The Vigo site was subsequently demilitarized and sold in 1948 to the pharmaceutical company Pfizer, which produced animal feeds and veterinary antibiotics there. Research and development of bioweapons continued elsewhere in the U.S. until a presidential ban in 1969, resulting in the International Biological Weapons Convention of 1972. When a Russian team inspected the Vigo site in 1994 to ensure compliance, the dilapidated plant on Pfizer's property confirmed the nation's once formidable capacity for germ warfare. After remediating the site, Pfizer sold the ordnance plant and over 100 acres to a Danish-based food ingredients manufacturer in 2001. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today at i529.org/today.